Well, let's open our catechism question at question one for the second time. Last time we looked at a number of reasons how we may glorify God. And we want to just consider very briefly this principle of enjoying God this evening. Question one of our catechism reads, what is the chief end of man, or the chief purpose, or the chief calling, if you like, of man? What is our chief end? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. Now, as I said, we looked at the first part of this, at this question, or the answer, 2 weeks ago, and then this evening we want to consider this second part. What is it to enjoy God? Well, we notice in our proof text that there's two applications. There is the eternal, the heavenly, and then there is the temporal or the earthly. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. There's a sense in which the first part of verse 25 is, in a sense, comparatively easy to say. I say comparatively. Whom have I in heaven but thee? As believers, we look to heaven, we look to eternity, and we would all agree that this is the expression, the desire, the cry of our hearts, that God is the one we look to in heaven. But then the second one is not so easy. And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. We are faced daily, aren't we, as believers, with the reality of distraction, with the reality of other things, other people, all sorts of things that would stand between us and God. So therefore, comparatively, this is much more difficult to say. The psalmist is emphatic. There is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. That the psalmist could say that God was the only thing, the only one that he desired, not only in heaven, but on earth. Thomas Watson, in his commentary on this question, says that only those who enjoy God on earth will enjoy God in heaven. And that is such an important principle. We must learn to love Him and to enjoy Him in this world if we are to do so in the world to come. But then we see the clue to its success in the last part. My flesh and my heart faileth. Yes, we are weak. In fact, some of the prayers that were prayed even this evening reveal this or emphasize this, that we don't come to God because we always love Him as we should. No, we fail. The flesh, the outward, and the heart faileth, the inward faileth. But God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Two things there. It's as we realize where our strength is, and as we realize what our inheritance or our portion is, that we will learn to love God and to enjoy Him more. The world distracts us, doesn't it? The world gets in our way. The world, you know, flickers before our eyes so that we don't love God. We don't enjoy Him as we should. But when we realize that God is our only strength and God is our portion, when we appreciate that, then we shall begin to not only glorify Him, but also to enjoy Him forever. Let us pray tonight that God would enable us, yes, to glorify Him, but also to enjoy him, not only in the world to come, but to enjoy him here and now, even tonight, as we continue in this service of worship, that we would do and experience both these things. What is the chief end of man? Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever.